everyone. On today's episode of the podcast, Gary is sharing some of his best advice when it comes to selling. I hope you guys enjoy.
Attention will get you everything you want. You want to sell a course? Attention. You want to sell a t-shirt? Attention. You want to be the mayor of this town? Attention. You want to raise some money for your nonprofit because you're passionate about it? Attention. You want to be an actor? Attention.
Attention is the number one asset.
Number one, attention will get you everything you want.
Attention. It is the only asset that everyone in here must chase to produce what they want. Being unemotional about where the attention is very important. Too many of you have demonized platforms out of your subjective opinion, a bad experience. And we must get over that hump. Once you sit in this room and understand that everything you want to happen is about building brand and sales in social networks, then you start having to get good at it.
Number two, building a brand leads to sales.
My big question is, a lot intellectually know that we have a lot of super, super smart people in the industry, even on board level, but why don't they act? And what would you help them on or arguing, guys, you need to act on social media and now, and even on TikTok?
Brand always outpaces sales. That's it.
So what do you mean with that? Because the next question people ask when they say, okay, maybe 20 million views a month isn't too bad for a country with 80 million people that live there. When do we make money with it?
Well, I ask them when they make money, when they run a commercial for $150,000.
You will love.
you always make money when you have brand. Nike doesn't knock on your door and sales to you. You know it. To me, brand over everything. And the same way that, you know, again, Robin, this is the same old argument. Making content on LinkedIn every day is far more effective than buying a booth at a conference or buying a full page ad in a B2B magazine. Yet, because they've been buying booths at conferences or buying B2B magazine print for 40 years, they think it works. But they don't think LinkedIn content or TikTok works. Yeah. I understand this. I just, you know, I'll be honest with you, Robin. I'm not in the business of convincing people.
Yeah.
I'm not in the business of convincing people. I'm in the business of putting out my thoughts to be historically correct, to build my own brand so that people believe what I'm saying has more weight as my career with my gray hairs keeps going up. That's it. So for me, what do I say to people? I say, this is what I believe is happening. It's been very obvious that this is what's been happening for 20 years. And if you're not interested in adjusting to it, I think that's at the detriment of building your business. And how do you make money? When people know who you are and what you sell, they end up doing business with you. And this is brand building. I don't know what else to tell you.
Number three, use your podcast to get more business.
Let me give you an example of a real estate or a mortgage professional that is all day long one of the most clever moves everyone can do here. You start a podcast around the town you do business in, and now you're reaching out to people that you want to do business with, and instead of trying to sell to them, you tell the rich dentist in your town, hey, you're a pretty amazing dentist. You want to be on my podcast to tell people about your dentistry? Now you've just turned a sales pitch, and not into a sales pitch, but now you're giving the dentist a platform. Now that dude's coming to your fucking house. Now you're fucking friends. Now you get the fucking business. That's a good idea. And by the way, let me tell you about humans. They've all got egos. Even though nobody's listening to your podcast, nobody asked that dentist to ever be on a podcast before, and he's fucking pumped.
Number four, how to advertise on a budget.
As a DTC e-commerce brand,
yes,
at kind of a impulse purchase price point.
How much?
$30 to $50.
Nice.
That's a brand.
Like it.
Okay, so as that brand,
yes,
what paid advertising platform would you target before others if you were to just choose that person?
Facebook, number one. Which is crazy, right? But like, the way you asked the question, right? Like, I only have so much money. Like, your biggest upside is probably TikTok. But TikTok ad product is not as refined as Facebook right now for DTC. And there's enough vulnerability there that I'm not sure you know how to make the content for TikTok. What made everybody win in DTC with Facebook is you didn't have to make good content. Facebook was so fucking effective. The math worked for everyone. They didn't realize they were doing crappy ads. It just worked because the media was so goddamn underpriced. And people, like, big companies would rather do $1 million doing TV commercial that none of you would watch than put into Facebook, and that's where the arb was. So I still think it's Facebook, believe it or not. But I would say that if you feel in your heart or your stomach, you understand what I'm saying about, like, make content for the platform, and you understand the kind of content that could work on TikTok. And I would also say, here's a real good hack for all of you selling something in that range. Post like crazy organically, and when something goes viral, turn that creative into an ad. I call that brandformance. You're doing brand, but the second the world told you, like, I like this video, you retake it and you turn it into an ad, you know, you almost turn it into QVC, not a TV show. Like, you tweak it a little bit with a call to action and hard right hitting, like, buy, 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 and that will do extremely well.
Perfect. Yeah, we've had some content on TikTok that's doing well organically, so that's why I was gearing towards that, but Meta ads
crushed. That platform's so fucking advanced, and Facebook specifically, because you have an older demo that has a higher propensity to buy. But TikTok, the ads, the videos that have gone well, take them out again, tweak them with a call to action, put a price overlay. It's okay to turn it into an ad and rerun it as an ad. I think you'll be surprised.
Number 5, how to grow your e-commerce sales.
This market is completely untapped, right? And I've tried a bunch of different ways to penetrate it, and I haven't been able to do it. And I'll explain how I've tried, right? So I won this, the way it's-
How do you define the market?
How do I define the market? What do you
mean? Oh, when you say this
the market. Yeah, sorry. Parents of those with autistic children and children with ADHD, right? So essentially, when this whole thing started, I was 16, joined like this Shark Tank for high school, and I had 20,000 competitors, we won. So then from there, we got like this patent, and then it immediately took on this like own world when it comes to like media success. From like local news to People Magazine in 6 months to ABC Inside Edition, and it just kept going for like a year and a half, which is awesome, you know, glory to God. But the thing was that all our sales came from like publicity, and then once that went away, I really didn't have the skills to be able to create the. We're still like pre-revenue, you know.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it's a common story.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, media coverage happens all the time. There's always a feel-good story. There's always something that the media wants to put at the end of a... They scare you to death for 49 minutes and tell you how world is horrible, and then they tell you, like, a kid's got a chocolate business at the end, you know? So, and to your point, that shit can pop off, and you can get a lot of sales, but to your point, if you don't build actual sustainable infrastructure, you don't have a business.
Exactly.
Okay?
And that's kind of what I ran into, like...
And you don't even know that the first go-around. You just think it's going to go forever.
And it kept going. Right. It was so prolonged.
And a year when you're this young is like a lifetime.
Well, it was honestly like 2.5, because it was all the rest of high school, and then...
But then did you become addicted to that thing? Did you, like, think the only way... Like, did you at some point realize, fuck, I need more press, because that became
drug?
Yeah.
So I was like, it wasn't a drug, but it was more...
You know
like,
what I mean, right?
I don't have any other way.
There's no other way I'm going to sell shit.
So I was like, I guess I just got to keep finding ways.
Let me just email the newscaster. Should I hire a PR company?
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Like, one of my...
This is why I so fuck with social.
Yeah.
Because it's the one thing you can control. It's like working out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a lot of shit you can't control. You can control how you can work out. Same with social media. Like, you can't control if People Magazine wants to fuck with you.
Yeah.
You can control if you make a TikTok.
Yeah. So I remember, like, it got to a point, so one of my advisory board members, I don't know if you know him, his name is, it's like an informal advisory board member, but Jamie Siminoff, founder of Ring. I went to him and I was like, hey, this press is going out. I don't know how else to get sales. Do you have anyone I know? And he's like, dude, you got to build that infrastructure. You got to work hard, you know? So for the last like year and a half, I've been just trying to different ways, right? So we went from occupational therapists and like ABAs, which they work directly with children with autism, ADHD.
I'm just making sure that we don't run out of time. The next meeting, I'm going to make sure you give your full 10. Keep going.
Appreciate it. So then I tried that, like a B2B2C route.
Yep.
And it hasn't really panned out. I tried, because my thought process was go to where the market is, right? So like, it's like non-profit.
What's the website?
TassiumWorldwide.com. So then I was like, okay, You know, maybe the thing is that we've sold over 2,000 products with this press, and everyone loves the product. It's just trying to get it in the, you know, the right people's hands. So like I said, tried B2B2C. We tried nonprofits, but they didn't want to work with us because we weren't donating anything. So then we started donating a little bit, but it's just we can't sustain that when we're pre-revenue.
Keep going.
Yeah. So we tried that. I tried organic, you know, with my story and everything, and it only went so far. And I'm sure if I like kept going, it probably would work. But
I think that's like what most. Like that moment that just happened is everything I give a fuck about.
I know.
You know.
I know.
All four of you probably know, right?
The like school knows.
You know, like you know,
all
but bro, it's the fucking game.
I know.
Like when I go to your website and it's not clickable to the TikTok, even though the logo's down there, like that's on my mind. This goes back to the fucking details.
Yeah.
Even back to working out, now that I've learned a little bit about it, like, there's a right way to do a fucking push-up, and there's a wrong way. There's a right way to do a curl, and there's, like, and this is, like, how meticulous I get, too.
Mm.
Back to the proper advice you were getting.
Yeah.
This shit, Matt, like, bro, it's real simple. You're in e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to sell shit.
Yeah.
You're trying to sell a shirt with an attached thing.
Yeah.
You need to do unlimited social media content so people become aware of it, and then they need to go to a proper website. Like, you know, where like the shop is, like this shop is not maximized to sell the most stuff.
At all.
That's right, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Back to like, fuck man, I was fucking really good at business at all your guys' ages, and like these gray hairs you see now, like I'm way better now, and so, but for complete clarity, like when you all go downstairs and be like, okay, what the fuck just happened in that 10 minutes, what's so quick? Here's the clarity. You are selling shit.
Mm.
When you don't have unlimited money or any money,
yes,
in 2023, September 7th, 2023, and you are trying to sell shit, the number one thing on earth is organic social media at scale because it's fucking free.
Understood.
And I mean like 19 posts a day.
Yeah.
Or you're stuck in the spot that you're in now, which is you're begging for a fucking miracle that someone's gonna give you cash.
Yeah. And just pitch competitions with that money
themselves. If you flipped it and just understood you're 100% in control, fuck a competition, fuck a VC, fuck everybody. I felt like it was like an Eminem, like I felt like it was an Eminem slash, fuck a Papa, die, you know. If you just understand that you're fully in control and you just have to pound social and start Googling how to make the best Shopify site selling t-shirts, enter. Literally, that shit is out there for free. Best practices. Get the proper Shopify. Get your social crazy. And start fucking, you know, start fucking DM. Like life's crazy. You were here on a thing. I decided I felt something. We have 10 minutes. You give your friends. I'm literally going to wear this fucking humble hat.
I'm so happy.
And like, your friend's going to be like, what? Like, by the way, that's 1 in 100. And that's what you need to do. You need to on the fucking, how are you getting back to Boston?
We're taking ferries later. Yeah.
Beautiful. You need to be on your, you chop it up and whatever happened in New York, but then you have to like start DMing people in Boston, type in Boston, fucking Newton, Mass, Boston, all that shit, in fucking Instagram, hashtag, search, top posts, click, oh, this person's here, they have 400,000 followers, they're a cool kid in high school, in fucking Newton, rich kid, and DM them, be like, I want you to wear my fucking shirt. 1 in 100 of them will.
100%.
But if you fucking, like, I don't know, like, my whole thing is, like, you know how I got here? By actually doing what I'm telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
When nobody in the world knew who the fuck I was, I stayed on Twitter in 2007 from fucking 8 p.m. after I worked the whole day in the liquor store, from 8 p.m. to 4 in the morning for fucking 4 years. Every day. You have two choices. The luck of cash, which is harder than ever because the economy's soft, though you're in a good school where some things could happen, or sweat.
I'm not very sweaty.
Yeah, and I just think like what most kids are missing, even the ones that are about it, and I genuinely like, even if you guys are sitting here, like I wish I was in class with y'all, you know, and be like chopping it up, like I believe you have it in there. I think this generation, and I don't want to generalize,
because
I think there's plenty of unlimited, I mean, you guys may be doing this, but here's the thing that I think the world fucked up for y'all. When I was coming up, it was like, we didn't have options. When I was in exactly your seat, the internet was just starting. So like, you had to like, go like, work at like, the mall. You all know you can do magic here because you've seen it. The problem is 1% of 1% hit the lottery ticket of it happening fast. The other 10% that make it eat shit for a decade. But everyone's fixated on the 1% of the 1% of the 1% who hit something. And even those people quietly actually had to eat shit for a little while too.
Yeah.
You're gonna start an apparel brand? Fuck, man, it took, you know how much Ronnie ate shit for how long before Kith mattered?
Yeah.
Rude wasn't overnight.
Yeah.
Like, but it feels that way. So like, I don't know, if I'm selling fucking t-shirt with a hook on the fucking thing, I'm fucking grinding for 10 hours a day on social media.
Yeah.
Instead of what you're trying to do, which is what everyone's trying to do, is figure out what to do. Right?
Versus doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, instead of pondering what fucking competition to apply to, lay in bed, listen to your music, look at some girls, but then spend 8 hours DMing every single human in Massachusetts saying, do you want a free t-shirt that has 100,000 followers? Put in their story, put that, ask them to put in their story because they're not putting a name feed anymore.
Yeah.
Snap shoot it when you fucking see that they did it, put it into your thing, amplify it with $8 because that's all you got in media ads.
Actually,
it's people just lost that.
Because
it seems like you can do it the other way, and who wouldn't do it the other way? But that's fucking not real.
Yeah, my dream for Tassim is really to become like the Nike for special needs.
I get it.
Yeah.
I heard you loud and clear. I think you can get it. I just think that you have to realize you have to go into a dark, dark fucking cocoon for the next 5 years and eat straight shit. It's super real. I see everyone who's popped off and everyone's gonna like, everyone's gonna think it was easy. It wasn't. Tell me, tell me which fashion brand you admire. I'll tell you, like, how many more movies you want to see about Nike of how close they went out of business multiple times before it actually happened. And you know how much luck Michael Jordan was? Yeah, it was strategy and the movies will show you, but like, he could also torn both his knees. Like, you know what I mean? And one would have been it, but Stephon Marbury got hurt on their sneaker, game over. Right, like there's just a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, at 34 years old, I worked in a liquor store. So of course I'm like, what are you, you know, of course I'm pumping this shit, I'm pumping to all of you. Patience, like real, like eat shit. Like cool, everybody wants to tell me, but what about this, Gary? I'm like, the one fucking lucky lottery ticket? Go win the lottery then. What about this startup that did it in 18 months on some fucking serendipity of the stars, God's will, like you said? Like, okay, cool. Somebody won $100 million yesterday in a lottery ticket. You playing, you banking your life on the lotto? So I just don't understand why people don't get how lucky they have it. I don't know if I ever would have worked for my father if I had the internet that you guys have. I probably wouldn't have made it. I would have made too much money before then, but I would have made too much money because I'm a dirt kid. And even the dirt kids have become fancy. Everybody just thinks it's easier than it is.
Attention is the number one asset.